Hey, Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hi, it's me. Listen, I've been thinking about you. Oh, what the hell? Will you marry me?
Sam?
What else do you think it'd be?
Sam, if this is some kind of a joke...
No, I'm serious. Will you marry me?
Oh my God. I'm stunned. I mean, it's not like I never expected to hear this from you. It's just that
one is
never quite prepared for the question.
Oh, Sam, I'm touched.
All at once, I'm feeling giddiness, fear, euphoria, relief. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's okay. I'm not listening anymore.
Sam, I can't answer you now. Not like this. Every woman wants her proposal to be enchanting.
Something she can remember for the rest of her life. Find something like that.
Keeping in mind, I don't care for sports arenas, theme parks, or miniature golf.
All right, young lady, you just prepare to be swept off your feet tomorrow night.
I already have been. Bonsoir, mon coeur.
Right.
I'll get another one.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Everybody.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, what's the story?
Boy meets beer, boy drinks beer, boy gets another beer.
Boy, have I got an evening cooked up for us.
Yeah, well, thanks for thinking of me, Cliffy, but I think I better get home early today. Huh. Yeah, Vera's getting home from Springfield, and I thought a special, elegant meal would be the proper way to welcome her home, you know?
How thoughtful, Norm. Say, what's on the menu?
Yeah, whatever she feels like whipping up after a 5-hour bus trip.
Hey, Woody, didn't you say you've been to this Le Petit Orange restaurant?
Yeah.
Hey, Woody, you've been to that fancy joint, eh?
Yeah, a couple times.
Fair?
Well, how was it? They treat you well?
Oh, I didn't eat there. I just went in to use the men's room.
Well, the restaurant part, did it look like a nice romantic place to take a lady?
Well, who could tell, Sam? It's real dark in there, and they got this guy running around playing a violin.
Oh, no. I bet they got those pictures of those guys that are half man, half horse, too, right?
I'm glad you said that, Sam. I thought I was seeing things.
I've been racking my brains all day trying to find a place that's out of the ordinary and classy for dinner tonight.
How about a nude barbecue?
No, it's kind of dangerous with all those sparks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, what's the occasion there, Stretch?
Well, let's just Let's just say it's a special evening for a special lady.
Ooh, get out your scorecards, boy. Sounds like Sammy's back in action.
Yeah. I take it this means you've terminated your relationship with Counselor Eldridge.
Yeah, in the dumper.
Well, gentlemen, in memory of the consequence, may I suggest we lower our cocktail napkins to half mast, huh?
Yes, let's not forget the traditional 21 peanut salute.
Oh, no.
Sammy, another round for the back?
Yeah, but I want to know who's the lucky lady tonight.
Yeah, come on.
You'll find out soon enough. Just come on, help me think of a place here.
Well, all right, Sam, I got something might be just a ticket for you. How about this, sailboat? Anchored offshore, you know, chilled champagne, candlewood dinner underneath the stars. Eh? We're great for Sean and Madonna.
Where do you hear all this stupid stuff?
Let's just say inquiring minds want to know, huh?
Sailboats. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll call and see if I can rent one.
Hey, Sam, I just remembered something that might help you.
What's that?
Now, my Uncle Wade was a master at putting women in a romantic mood.
What'd he do?
Gave him money. Worked like a charm.
Thank you, Woody. But I'm looking for a place. Take someone. A very special place. As a matter of fact, come here. Can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret? You still don't know Carla leaves early on your night off, do you?
Good, good. Listen, I'm only telling you this because I like you and I trust you. I'm thinking about proposing.
Well, Sam, I'm flattered, but... You probably don't mean me, huh?
We'll talk later.
Well, oh boy, I wouldn't mind being a barnacle on the rudder of Sam's sailboat, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure you'd be better looking, but would you be happier?
Woody, are you in pain, buddy?
No, I was just thinking.
Yeah, well, the first time's always the worst time.
Who do you think Sam's going to propose to tonight?
Wouldn't you bab one about Billy Bob Joe Jim?
Well, Sam said he was going to propose to someone.
That's odd. He said he broke up with Counselor Eldridge. Who could he possibly be talking about proposing?
Chosen the most beautiful spot in which to anchor. Everything's absolutely perfect. This is the most wonderful idea any man ever came up with. Who came up with it?
Come on, give me some credit. I have an original thought now and then.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. Is it Fraser?
Actually, it was Cliff.
Okay, then, don't tell me.
Right now, I'm having a rather unoriginal thought.
Are you as happy as I?
Oh, yeah. I just wish I could get this song out of my head.
Song?
Yeah, you know how sometimes you connect certain places and things with certain songs?
Oh. I know exactly what you mean. Thank you. This may sound a bit pretentious, but every time I'm in a taxi, I can't help but hum Dove Sono from Le Nozze di Figaro, simply because once a rather zoptic Parisian cabbie sang the entire aria on a trip through Montparnasse to La Coupole.
Anyway, whenever I get out on the water like this, I can't help thinking about this tune. Cappy Johnny, the old sailor who taught me how to sail, used to whistle it all the time.
Popeye the Sailor Man?
You know it?
Oh, yes. Well, that one haunts me, too.
May I propose a toast?
Indeed, you may.
No, no, a shrimp toast.
A shrimp toast is even better.
To us.
How eloquent. To us.
Boy,
us. What a pair, huh?
The important thing is that this finally seems right. Yeah. I'm so happy about us. I feel so good.
I think I almost let you get away because of Janet.
Well, you had some crazy notion you cared about her.
Well, hey, if it weren't for Janet, I wouldn't be here right now. Which reminds me, I guess I better get to why I came here in the first place. Can you give me some room here?
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, for the longest time, I kept pretending about you. I guess I was afraid to really admit my feelings. But from the very start, down deep inside, I have been crazy about you. Crazier about you than any other woman I've ever met. I mean, hell, I was crazy about you even when I hated you. What I'm trying to say is, will you marry me?
No.
No?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm afraid I am.
Well, seems to me you have two choices. One, I can throw you in, or two, you can jump in.
Sam, I wonder...
It's very simple. One or two.
Sam, you haven't...
It's not open for debate, Diane.
Sam, I think after you've heard my explanation, you won't...
Okay, what's a nice girl like you doing in an ocean like this?
Sam! What are you doing?
The dishes!
Sam! Calm down, you're upset.
Only that I fished you out.
I know my answer was unexpected.
Unexpected? No, no, don't be silly. I brought you out here so I could be dumped with a nautical theme.
Oh. Sam, if you'll stop that for a moment, I'll try to explain. My answer. Are you done?
Maybe.
All right, then. As it happens, I came out here with every intention of accepting your proposal. But when you spoke of Janet, I had this enormous pang of doubt. What if wanting to get married is a knee-jerk reaction to losing her? Does he want me or just someone? Oh, Sam, I want it so much, but I have to be free of doubt before I can say yes. Sam?
Did you notice that?
Notice what?
Everything just got calm.
I don't notice any difference.
Oh, yes, yes, there's a difference in everything. The whole world just changed for me. Oh, look. The stars are new. The moon is new. Sam Malone is new. And I like him. And I like them. And they like me. And none of us like you.
Am I going overboard again?
No. Don't be silly. That would mean I care, and I don't. Bye-bye, Diane.
Where are you going?
I'm going to swim ashore.
You can't do that.
Very well. I'll take the dinghy. See how quickly the new Sam adjusts.
You're going to just leave me out here all alone?
Yes, I am.
Sam. Sam Malone. If you leave me out here all alone, you are the most despicable creature on earth.
Well, I am what I am, and that's all what I am.
Hello, Mr. Glavin.
Hey, what drove you? Such du jour, please.
Oh, there he is, Danny. Yeah, so,
Did I get home from Springfield last night, huh?
Yep. Yeah, so, how'd it go?
Well, I'll tell you, Cliff, it got pretty hot in our bedroom last night.
Yeah.
Air conditioning broke down.
Let me get this over with. I asked her. She said no. End of bulletin.
Sorry, Sam. I feel like dirt.
I'm fine, everybody. I just don't want to talk about it. That's all. Can I talk to you just for a moment?
Sure, Sam. What can I do you for?
Well, I'm kind of worried that Diane may get hurt.
My God, Sam, that's very noble of you.
No, I mean that I had a dream last night that I killed her. And it felt really good. Does this mean I'm crazy or something?
No, of course not. It's very normal for most sane people to entertain insane impulses sometimes. I mean, it's very natural to want to hurt someone that's rejected you. Well, for example, well, there's me. But I can't tell you how many times I felt my own hands around her windpipe, strangling her, fingers tightening, cartilage snapping. And I'm a respected psychiatrist. Look, Sam, you've been through an emotional meat grinder. My best advice to you is get away, relax, reflect on what's happened.
You know, I still have the boat rented for a couple of days. I guess I could sail up to Marblehead, cool out there. Thank you. You know, maybe I'll work on the old tan.
Terrific. It'll be just what the doctor ordered, Sam. Sun, salt air, ocean spray on your face.
Geez, I know. I wish I could come with you.
Well, I wish I could ask.
I understand.
Boys, how about that Diane, huh?
It's like all women. They're not turning down your proposal of marriage. They're accusing you of suspicious behavior in the lingerie changing room.
Oh, hello, Diane.
Norman, excuse me, miss. Aren't you confusing this bar with the one where everyone isn't repulsed by your presence? Oh, Fraser, please tell me where Sam is. I have to talk with him.
Diane, in light of your disposal of him last night, I think it's better that he be left alone right now.
That poor man. Can you imagine how he must feel?
Gee, I'll try.
Of course, I'm sorry. It's just that I'm so distraught, I fear I've made a terrible mistake. Sam's instincts were superior to my own. He was right, and I was wrong. I should have said yes.
You're running back to him.
If you'll have me, I... Oh, my neck is so stiff from that water last night. Won't you give me one of your special massages, please? Please, please, please?
Certainly.
I was such a fool out in that boat last night. When I told him no, I was listening to my head and not my heart. I should have known. Sam and I are inevitable. Why fight it?
Why fight it? Why fight it?
pleasure. You don't mind me talking to you about this, do you?
No. I'm happy.
Feels better, thank you.
Good. No, I'm really happy for you. Diane, I think it's wise to go to him now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, right. Where is he?
He took the boat to Marblehead.
Oh, thank you, Fraser. I'll wait till tonight and motor out to the boat. Yes. Oh, this is perfect. Sam will already be asleep, and I'll slip into bed beside him, give him the surprise of his life.
Diane, Sam's nose is pushed out of joint, and I think you better let him cool down.
Oh, don't be silly. He proposed. You can't turn off emotions like a spigot. Besides, making up has always been the cornerstone of our relationship.
You know, that's what I always loved about the two of you, Diane. That's beautiful, really. You and Sam are magic. I should have killed her while I had the chance. Hey, everybody.
Sam. Thought you were on the high seas.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind. I decided the best way to forget about Diane was to start dating some babes long on legs and short on syllables.
Sounds like a good plan, too.
Besides, I ran into an old friend of mine, Monsignor Demarest.
Yeah.
Needed to relax a little bit, so I sent him up to Marblehead on the boat.
Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing.
Thanks for the lift.
Yes, what?
Yes, I will marry you.
Oh, I see what's happening here. You're still under the assumption that that offer is still valid. No. The statute of limitations on that proposal ran out the second your feet hit the water.
In that case, may I suggest you propose again? I assure you this time I will accept your proposal.
Fine. I propose that you step in front of a speeding bus. All right. From now on, I'm dedicating myself to life, liberty, and the pursuit of every woman in Boston except that one. So, to celebrate, drinks are on the house. Come on, everybody. Yay! What do you think you're doing?
I'm going to work. I'll probably stop working when we get married. But I need a little money for my trousseau. Who knows when the first little Malone will come along.
Yeah, how do I say this clearly enough to register with you? I'm buying everybody a drink in this bar to seal the fact that you and I are through forever.
Oh, come on, Sam. Come on. Nobody believes that. Well, go ahead, ask them.
Yeah, all right, I will. Hey, turn around here for a minute, guys. Now, after everything I just said, do you think that Diane and I will ever get back together again?
Do I have my drink before I answer?